It seems like almost yesterday that Father Charles Nerinx arrived in the United States from Belgium. It was the autumn of 1804, and Father Nerinx was appointed by Bishop John Carroll of Baltimore, Maryland, to assist Father Stephen Bodden in establishing the Catholic Church on the Kentucky frontier. On July 18, 1805, Father Nerinx arrived at St. Stephen's Farm, south of Louisville, where he met Father Bodden. For 7 years, these two priests represented the Catholic Church in Kentucky. And later, when Father Bodden left for another assignment, Father Nerinx was responsible for the entire state. During his 19 years on the Kentucky frontier, Father Nerinx built 14 churches, a remarkable achievement for which he became known as the Apostle of Kentucky. But of all his accomplishments, he's most well known for his 1812 establishment of a convent for women, the first order of nuns founded in America. The Sisters of Loretto, officially the Friends of Mary at the Foot of the Cross, continue to work to this day from their mother house in Nerinx, Kentucky. Father Nerinx sought to extend the church beyond Kentucky, and sent the Sisters of Loretto to Perryville, Missouri, to establish schools for young women, especially Native American women. In 1824, Father Nerinx came to Missouri and met an Indian leader who agreed to send women of his tribe to Perryville for education by the Sisters of Loretto. But on the ride from St. Louis back to St. Genevieve, Father Nerinx became ill, and on August 12, 1824, at the age of 63, the Apostle of Kentucky died in St. Genevieve, Missouri. It seems like almost yesterday. This is Frank Nichol.